ripping along towards middle age, and my music career kind of missed a page. Record sales began to drop, the management all began to hop. Not to worry, they said, you'll see, what you need is some fresh publicity. Just give us a nod and we'll all leap towards putting you back at the top of the heap. I said, fine, I'll give it a whack. I hung up the phone and I turned my back. Began daydreaming I was somebody else when the phone jumped over from the wall to the shelf. We just had a break, this is really fine. We can make the January issue of Time if you'll give us Monday a week from today from 2 to 4. Now what do you say? I said, Time, Time Magnet, you got me. Down on the wall calendar and wondered about my interviewer. Maybe he'd be just a real nice guy, bright and sympathetic with a roving eye, and we'd forget all about the assignment due, formality, photos, and the interview. We'd hop on into his big rental car, go for a lovely drive, not far, maybe France. As the big day approached, it slipped my mind till my secretary showed up at the house to remind me to switch into gear for the big coup de grace, the meeting with the man from the media. I swept the driveway and polished the phone, put on a Kenzo knit and two-tone, fluffed the pillows on the burgundy chair, made up my eyes and brushed my hair, all in that order. When he called to say he was 3 hours late, my cheerful facade began to disintegrate. The photographer would beam, and later still, she was hopelessly lost in the nearby hills. He arrived, not exactly the man of my dreams, not bad for a rep from the Timese machine. Asked me a wondering question or three, and I thought he was actually listening to me. I said, Time, Time Magnet, you got me on the rag rag. Take your insults about the queen and shove them up your royal Timese machine. Curious about his interest, I babble my way through the worldwide list. Ireland, Chile, and the African states, poetry, politics, and how they relate. Motherhood, music, and Moog synthesizers, political prisoners and commie sympathizers, hetero, homo, and bisexuality, where they all stand in the 1970s. Well, suddenly it stopped and he started to lobby, said, tell me some inside stuff about Bobby. Bobby who? I smiled and said, and the Time man's face was laced with red. I know you guys used to know each other. I know you refer to him as being your brother, and I know that you know where he's coming from. I said, you know a lot for being so goddamn dumb. And I said, Time. The inside story, and it's really a shame, for I never made the January issue of Time. And just before I run out of words that rhyme, I really should tell you that deep in my heart, I don't give a damn where I stand on the charts, not as long as the sun sinks into the west. And that's gonna be a pretty serious test of Time.
Time.